Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the family. This is a big deal that you have started listening to our podcast. My name is Mr. Jim, and I love making stories every single day for you. And parents, me and my wife and kids, this has changed our family's life of reducing screen time and just making imagination come alive. Well, are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. A very, very long time ago lived a dinosaur named Eli. Eli was a very large dinosaur that always was very hungry and sometimes ate things on accident that he wasn't really supposed to eat. But it was just, around his mouth when he was chomping up all of his food. One time he ate a tree, the tree trunk and all. He was not supposed to eat tree trunks, but again, it was too close to his mouth. Oh, and the other time he ate a ginormous rock. It gave him a very big tummy ache. Well, today, something kind of like that happened, but it was much, much worse.
Oh boy, I can't wait to eat all of my food today. If I'm awake, I am eating. If I am not eating and awake, I am looking for something to eat, said Eli.
It was true. That's pretty much how he spent his entire awake life. He did sleep a lot, but when he was awake, he was looking for food. Enough was never enough for Eli's ginormous tummy.
Oh, look at those fields of watermelons. Those look delicious. Oh, I'm going to eat them all.
As he started running through this watermelon field, which was full of really delicious looking watermelons, mind you, I might even want to have one or two or three of those as well. Do you like eating watermelons?
Oh, watermelons, those are delicious. Oh, I just can't stop thinking about how juicy a good watermelon is. And oh, look at Eli. He's eating a ton of watermelons.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the field was another critter, a magical unicorn. You see, back in dinosaur times, there were not many unicorns. They were pretty rare. Even rarer than they are today. And this unicorn was working on a very special watermelon cotton candy experiment that she was very excited about.
Oh boy, this is gonna be delicious. I have this red melon on that one and this one. Oh, this is gonna be delicious. I can't wait to share with everybody.
You see, every unicorn has a different skill and a different job and thing that they're good at. And she was really good at making the world's most delicious cotton candy.
Holy smokes.
I've never had watermelon cotton candy. That sounds like a good idea. I think I want to try some of that. Well, as Eli the dinosaur was chomping his way through the field, unfortunately, our unicorn friend did not hear him coming. And unfortunately, something terrible happened.
Oh, that was a delicious field of watermelons. What is that sound? And why does it feel like there's something stuck inside of my throat? Ouch!
Said Eli.
Hey, you swallowed me! Get me out of here!
Shouted the unicorn.
Oh no! Holy smokes, that dinosaur! He was so hungry that he ate the unicorn, he didn't even know it! Oh, this is terrible! When am I ever gonna get my watermelon cotton candy if the unicorn got eaten by a dinosaur? Oh no!
Well, good thing the story does not end here, and I better stop crying, because don't worry, this unicorn is going to find a very interesting way that she escapes this dinosaur's throat. As soon as Eli the dinosaur realized that he had swallowed a very rare cotton candy making unicorn, he felt very bad about it.
Oh dear. Ouch. Not only does this hurt my throat, but hurts my heart. I feel so terrible that I accidentally ate a unicorn. Hello, little unicorn in there. Are you okay?
Well, I seem to be stuck inside your throat. My horn got me wedged in here so I didn't fall all the way into your belly. Whew, that was a close one, but how do I get out of here?
She shouted.
Oh, good. Well, I guess, oh, yes. Martin, my friend Martin the monkey might be able to help. Let's go.
Eli the dinosaur started running through the forest to go meet up with his monkey friend Martin.
Martin, I need your help,
he shouted.
Hello there, Eli. What seems to be the problem?
Martin, something dreadful happened. I accidentally ate a unicorn.
How did that happen?
There was a delicious field of watermelons, and I ate them all and accidentally somehow swallowed a unicorn along the way. See here?
He was pointing to his throat, which had a very large thing pointing out the side of it.
That is the unicorn's horn. Say hello, little unicorn.
Hello. Yes, I'm stuck in here. Somebody get some oil or something.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oil will make it a lot slipperier and help us be able to pull her out of there. I got some coconut oil. Just hang on a second. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Martin the monkey jumped up a whole bunch of branches and ran back to a place that I think he hides a lot of his things and found some coconut oil. That would hopefully make it slippery enough to pull that unicorn on out of there. As he came back holding a jar of coconut oil, he had a very important request for Eli the dinosaur.
So you have to promise, is when I go in your mouth to put this coconut oil in there, you have to promise to not eat me.
Oh, Martin, I would never eat you. Just, believe me, I will not. I will hold my mouth open and you do your work.
Martin the monkey cautiously climbed inside and carefully dumped all the coconut oil that he had down into the throat.
Oh, this is disgusting,
shouted the unicorn.
But wait a second, I can wiggle a lot better. Sure, grab my tail and pull me up,
she shouted.
Martin the monkey grabbed onto the tail and pulled with all of his might.
All right, I gotcha. 1, 2, 3.
He pulled and out popped the unicorn.
Oh, thank you so much for saving me. It was really nasty in there.
Little unicorn, I'm so sorry for have eaten you. I will never do it again. I will be more careful when I am eating.
Yeah, now make sure to not be around a dinosaur when he's trying to eat all my watermelons.
She was still a little upset, but Martin the monkey made her feel a lot better when he reached back and handed her 2 watermelons from his own stash.
Here, you can have some of mine because you're the one that makes all that delicious cotton candy, right?
Yes! Here, our thoughts are so nuts! Yes, I will be sure to share it with you both. I gotta get to work. Bye!
And that is the end of our story, but holy smokes, what a crazy adventure that Eli the dinosaur accidentally ate a unicorn. I think he needs to take better care of looking where he's chomping before he swallows. I'm so glad that Martin the monkey was able to save the day and even make sure that they all got some delicious watermelon cotton candy. The end.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating 2 birthdays. Drumroll, please. Happy birthday, Wilder, who's turning 3 years old. Wilder loves robots, the purple hot dog and swinging from monkey bars. Wow, Wilder, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you on your big day and on the show. Happy third birthday. And next up we have... Happy birthday, June, who's turning 6 years old. June wants to be a scientist when she grows up. She is great at being a spy and she loves her dog, Clementine. Wow, scientists and spies? You must be on Spyology Squad. June, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy sixth birthday, June. Friends, I'm so glad that we got to hang out on today's story, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!